Our scriptures today start out in Revelations, not only the last book of the Bible, but this is the last chapter. So we're doing the last book, the last chapter, and we end up with the last verse. So there we are. See that I'm coming soon. My reward is with me to repay according to everyone's work. I am the Alpha and the Omega, the first and the last, the beginning and the end. Blessed are those who wash their robes so that they will have the right to the tree of life and may enter the city by the gates. It is I, Jesus, who sent my angel to you with his testimony for the churches. I am the root and the descendant of David, the bright morning star. The spirit in the bride says, come. Let everyone who hears it say, come. Let everyone who is thirsty come. Let anyone who wishes take the water of life as a gift. The one who testifies to these things says, surely I am coming soon. Amen. Come, Lord Jesus. The grace of the Lord Jesus be with all the saints. Amen. And then the other verse is also from the New Testament, and it's Acts. Acts 16:16-34, which is the story of Paul being beaten and being thrown into jail. One day as we were going to the place of prayer, we met a slave girl who had deviation and brought her owners a great deal of money by fortune-telling. While she was followed Paul and us, she would cry out, these men are slaves of the Most High God who proclaim to you a way of salvation. She kept doing this for many days, but Paul got very much annoyed. Turned and said to the spirit, I order you in the name of Jesus Christ to come out of her. And it came out that very hour. But when her owners saw that the hope of making money was gone, they seized Paul and Silas and dragged them into the marketplace before the authorities. When they brought them before the magistrates, they said, these men are disturbing our city. They are Jews and are advocating customs that are not lawful for us as Romans to adopt or to observe. The crowd joined in attacking them, and the magistrates had them stripped of their clothing and ordered them to be beaten with rods. After they had been given a severe flogging, they threw them into prison and ordered the jailer to keep them secure. Following these instructions, he put them in the innermost cell and fastened their feet into the stocks. About midnight, Paul and Silas were praying and singing hymns to God, and the prisoners were listening to them. Suddenly, there was an earthquake, so violent that the foundations of the prison were shaken, and immediately all the doors were open, and everyone's chains were unfastened. When the jailer woke up and saw that the prison doors were wide open, he drew his sword and was about to kill himself. But since he was supposed that the prisoners had all escaped, but Paul shouted in a loud voice, do not harm yourself, for we are all here. The jailer called for lights. Rushing in, he fell down trembling before Paul and Silas. Then he brought them outside and said, sirs, what must I do to be saved? And they answered, believe on the Lord Jesus, and you will be saved, you and your household. They spoke the word of the Lord to him and to all that were in his household. The same hour of the night, he took them and washed their wounds. Then he and his entire family were baptized without delay. He brought them up into his house and set food before them, and he and his entire household rejoiced that he had become a believer in God. And that is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.
Let us pray. O Lord God, may the words of my mouth and the meditation of all our hearts be found acceptable in your sight. Amen. Thank you, Dorothy, for the reading. Thank you, choir, for the music. I had a sermon all prepared on that passage that Dorothy read this morning, and someday I'll get to preach it, and you can read the scripture again, Dorothy. However, I felt a need to go a different direction this week, and I'd like to begin with this passage from the Gospel of Mark, where we read this, "And Jesus said, 'Let the children come to me, do not stop them, for it is to such as these that the kingdom of God belongs.'" This past week, we witnessed another school tragedy. Maybe it is because I have a wife who's a teacher and a son who works in a school for Spanish language students. Maybe it's because I have three children of my own, or maybe it's because I have a grandson who will start school in the fall. Or maybe just because I'm human, I couldn't let this school killing go this week. I cried, I screamed, I brooded, I turned to God. I have been in this pulpit for too many of these school tragedies. Sandy Hook, Parkland, Columbine before those, and others that I have forgotten. And maybe that's the problem. I've forgotten. We've forgotten. As I've said earlier, this is Memorial Sunday in our church. It is a Sunday that we remember those who have died since our last Memorial Day. We ring the bell for members. It is in the spirit of remembrance that I think of the 19 children who were killed this past week in Uvalde, Texas. I suspect that these children will fade from the public mind, if not in a few weeks, in a few months. Soon we'll argue about how to solve this problem, but today I want us to remember why we need to solve this problem. I think it would be good for us to remember these children and remember that they were beautiful, vibrant children who brought joy to their families and their school and their community. They were sons and daughters, brothers and sisters, cousins and grandchildren. They were loved and are still loved. And they need to be remembered beyond the town of Uvalde. And in remembering, maybe we can find the strength to put to end such tragic events. In Matthew we read, "Blessed are those who mourn, for they will be comforted." And so as we mourn and are comforted, let me share with you and remember these children. Alexandria Rubio, age 10. She received the Good Citizen Award from her school and was on the All-A Honor Roll. She wanted to be a lawyer when she grew up. In Jeremiah, we read, "A voice was heard in Ramah, lamentation and bitter weeping. Rachel is weeping for her children. She refuses to be comforted for her children because they are no more." And then there was Alethea Ramirez, age 10. She loved to draw and wanted to be an artist. She recently submitted a drawing to the Doodle for Google contest. And the Old Testament prophet Habakkuk proclaimed, "O Lord, how long shall I cry for hope?" Alejana Cruz Torres, age 10. She played softball and was in contention to make the league all-star game. And in Matthew, we read, "When Herod saw that he had been tricked by the wise men, he was infuriated and sent and killed all the children in and around Bethlehem who were 2 years old or under, according to the time he had learned from the wise men." L.A. Garcia, age 9. She loved cheerleading and basketball and dreamed of becoming a teacher. And in Psalm 34, we read, "The Lord is near. The Lord is near to the brokenhearted and saves the crushed spirit." Jackie Cazares, age 10, and Annabelle Rodriguez, age 10, they were cousins in that same fourth grade class. Jackie was the social one, Annabelle the quiet one, but they were inseparable. And in Revelation, we read, "He will wipe away every tear from their eyes, and death shall be no more. Neither shall there be mourning, nor crying, nor pain anymore. For the former things have passed away." Jayla Nicole Silguero, age 10. She loved to dance. And she loved to film videos on TikTok. And in the Gospel of John, Jesus tells us, "Peace I leave with you, my peace I give to you. Not as the world gives do I give to you. Let not your hearts be troubled, and neither let them be afraid." Jace Luivanos, age 10. He would brew a pot of coffee for his grandparents every morning. And he also enjoyed making people laugh. And in the first letter of John, it is written, "Whoever says, 'I am the light,' while hating a brother or a sister, is still in the darkness." Jose Flores, age 10, he was an honor roll student, and he loved to play basketball and to fish. And in Psalm 73, we read, "My flesh and my heart may fail, but God is the strength of my heart and my portion forever." Layla Salazar, age 10, she liked to dance to TikTok videos and to sing with her father as they drove to school. And in the 53rd chapter of Isaiah, we read, "Surely he has borne our griefs and carried our sorrows." McKenna Lee Elrod, age 10, she loved to sing and dance, play softball, and do gymnastics. She also liked hiding notes for her family to find. And the 23rd Psalm begins, "The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want." Meti Rodriguez, age 10, she was an honor roll student who dreamed of becoming a marine biologist. And in the Gospel of John, we read, "Jesus said to her, 'I am the resurrection and the light.'" Miranda Mathis, age 11, she loved to talk and have her mother curl her hair. And Paul wrote in 1 Thessalonians, "Brothers and sisters, we want you to know about people who have died so you won't mourn like others who don't have any hope. Since we believe that Jesus died and rose, so we also believe that God will bring with him those who have died in Jesus." Nevaeh Bravo, age 10. Her cousin wrote on Twitter, "She's flying with the angels now." And in Psalm 116, it says, "Precious in the sight of the Lord is the death of his faithful ones." Rogelio Torres, age 10. He was intelligent, hardworking, and helpful. In the 40th chapter of Isaiah, we read, "He shall feed his flock like a shepherd. He shall gather the lambs within his arms and carry them in his bosom, and shall gently lead those who are with young." Tess Marie Mata. She enjoyed softball and was looking forward to a vacation at Disney World. Psalm 147 says, "He heals the brokenhearted and binds up their wounds." Uzziah Garcia, age 9, he enjoyed football, baseball, and video games, doing karaoke and bouncing on trampolines. And so it is that Jesus said in the Gospel of Matthew, "So it is that the will of your Father in heaven is not that not one of these little ones should be lost." Xavier Lopez. He was an honor roll student. He also played baseball and soccer. And John begins his gospel, "Blessed all who received him, who believed in his name. He gave the power to become children of God." Amari Jo Garza, age 10. She was a jokester, and she enjoyed spending time with her friends during recess. There were also two teachers who were killed as well, and we should remember them as well. In 2 Corinthians, in the first chapter, it says, "Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of mercies and God of all comfort, who comforts us in all our affliction, so that we may be able to comfort those who are in any affliction with the comfort with which we ourselves are comforted by God." One of the teachers was Eva Morales. She had been a teacher for 17 years, and her husband was a police officer. In Ezekiel it says, "For I have no pleasure in the death of anyone, says the Lord God. Turn then and live." The other teacher was Irma Garcia. She was a teacher for 23 years, the mother of 4 children. Her husband died of a heart attack a day later. We need to remember. And in remembering, we need to find ways to make this stop. Or I'll be up here having to preach this way again. And I don't want to. Amen.